Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is our very own AM 580's Mike Sulla. And Mike, we've been noting in the last several runs of the weather that the forecast continues to flip-flop about where the rain is going to be across the Corn Belt over the next few days.
Indeed, Dave. I was going to mention that we've had some weather situations that put things a little bit up in the air, so to speak, and now there is a real strong likelihood that there will be some beneficial rains to some areas, not the major growing areas of, say, in through eastern portions of Minnesota and northern Wisconsin, but they've had some severe drought going on in that location or in that region, and they will see some beneficial rainfall across that area. It's a hydrological more than an agricultural drought across the northern half of Wisconsin in through the upper peninsula of Michigan, and again that extends into southeastern Minnesota. And there is a low pressure that is expected to track from generally from the southern Dakota region in through the Great Lakes, and as it does, they are expecting some pretty heavy rain across that area. In fact, areas just to the south of there that will be along the frontal system that will be associated with that low, they're going to see some flooding and the potential for some severe weather, and that looks to be taking place generally starting tomorrow night or Saturday and in through early Monday, and then that cold front's eventually going to shift across Illinois and Indiana. It will not provide the same punch across our region as it does to the north because, we're just not going to have the conflict in the very, very warm air that's across our region and the very cold air that's moving into the northern portion of the plains. In fact, right now it's snowing across northwestern Montana. Well, the situation does look problematic for the eastern portion of the Dakotas, where ongoing flooding will be present, and they again look for some pretty heavy rain in that area. The rain will provide some relief to the drought across Wisconsin and Minnesota, and there's also a chance for a little bit of relief to the drought ongoing across central and southern Texas, not a drought ender by any stretch of the imagination, but as systems become more potent across the area with more Gulf moisture coming in, we do look for some relief to the at least the short-term drought situation there. Again, there's also going to be a threat for severe weather along with the heavy rain moving from the central plains into the Great Lakes area and then pushing across our region. So that does juice things up, and we were looking forward to some warm, dry weather, and there's just going to be just too much moisture in the atmosphere for that to really come true. There will be chances for scattered showers across the region all the way into the middle of next week, and at that time, a more active weather pattern looks to be developing. So any hope for the totally dry, totally warm conditions to help people to get out into the fields, and again, they got pre-planting work to get done before they start the planting, well, that's going to be slowed down quite a bit. So we're just going to have to see what Mother Nature provides over the next week to 10 days. But right now, it looks like there will be enough rain in through the first week of May that little field work will be possible over a large portion of the Midwest and even into the Plain States. Other areas of the country, the South will be mostly dry and warm, and that does favor some of the spring planting operations there. As soggy fields begin to dry out, southeastern drought remains mostly confined to the peninsula of Florida. Producers there continue to irrigate some of their citrus groves and some of the vegetable crop in that area. But their chances don't look great for much in the way of rainfall until towards the end of next week. So all in all, the picture that was painted earlier in the week of warm and dry seems to be evading us, and we do look for a lot of chances for rain over the next week to 10 days. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sulla.